This program has been made possible by the friends and partners of Joyce Meyer Ministries.
It's so important not to just do the right thing when somebody's looking, but I think it's especially important to do the right thing when nobody's looking except God. And He's always looking. When I started the ministry 35 years ago, God put something very strongly in my heart. And I was actually going to teach something else here, but I really felt like God wanted me to teach you what He told me when He spoke to me 35 years ago. He said, I'm going to tell you three things to do, and if you do them, I'll bless your ministry. Always do everything you do with excellence. Always be a person of integrity. Keep your word. And don't ever mess around with the money that goes through your hands in ministry. He told me things like, put things in my heart, like if you take a speaking engagement for a smaller church, you're going to go and do, we call them camp meetings back then, and you commit to do that, and another much bigger offer comes along, you go, you keep your word to the first one. And then he said, and keep all the strife out of your life, out of your ministry, and out of your marriage. Do not get in the pulpit angry and preach. Because you see, only where there's unity is there blessing and anointing. Psalm 133 not only says there's blessing where there's unity, but that's where you're going to find the anointing. And so tonight I'm going to talk about the first of those three things, which is excellence. And I'm just calling this choosing to be excellent. And I say choosing because if we don't choose to be excellent, the flesh will always be mediocre. And mediocre means halfway between success and failure. And I'd say that we live in a pretty mediocre world today. And it's getting worse all the time. And it's up to us, it's not up to the unbelievers, it's up to us, the believers, to set a standard for other people to follow. We are not to follow them, we are to set a standard for them to follow us. And there's enough of us that if everybody will do it, you hear me? There's enough of us. I mean, we're all over the world. There's enough of us. If everybody will really start to not just go to church, but to serve God with your whole heart, to make a full surrender, and to be willing to do what you know is right, not what you feel like doing. Amen. I was thinking today, what would happen if every person, let's just say every person in here, would make a commitment for just 30 days to do what you know to be right instead of what you feel like doing. And I'm not even necessarily talking about sin. It could be sin, but I'm just talking about just doing what you know is right. You know, it can be little things like, you know, taking office supplies home. Come on. How many paper clips and rubber bands and pens and notepads do you have that you took from the office? Well, we'll go on from there. And see, there's always, anytime we're not excellent, there's always a little conviction. When just a little, you know, that little, like a little hangnail in your spirit. And when we learn to follow that, then we'll learn how to be really, really excellent people. You know, if I told you after the service I'm going to be serving chocolate chip cookies out in the lobby that I baked, how many of you would stop and get one because you like cookies? How many would do it just because you want to see me? Forget me, we're talking about the cookies. And then what if I said, I have added one little tiny new ingredient to the batter. I just put like about a third of a teaspoon of dog poop in it. But it's stirred into this big batch of batter, and you won't taste it. It's just, how many of you would no longer care to get one of my cookies? Well, see, that's what we got to be careful of in the world. Come on, you understanding me? We don't want to be Christians with just a little bit of the world in us, where we go to church on Sunday and act like the devil the rest of the week. Or we go to church on Sunday and then on Monday we're sitting with everybody else at work gossiping about the boss and crabbing and complaining and murmuring and grumbling. We want to be excellent. And we have to choose to be excellent. And excellence is not perfection. It's just taking what you have and doing the best that you can do with it. You might have an old car, but that doesn't mean you shouldn't keep it clean. Well, that went over good. See, some people think, well, I want a new car. Well, you know what? Until you keep the old one clean and keep the trash out of it, you may not get a new one. And it's so important not to just do the right thing when somebody's looking. But I think it's especially important to do the right thing when nobody's looking except God. And he's always looking. One of the things I've challenged myself to do, and I'm doing this just because I felt like God put it on my heart. In my home, every time I get something out and use it, my goal is to put it back where I got it. And it's amazing what a difference a room looks like when you walk out of it. I mean, I was amazed, you know, because like a woman goes in the bathroom and we got makeup and three combs and hair dryers and flat irons and lotions and potions and, you know, all kinds of stuff. And sometimes if I'm in a hurry, I don't put all that stuff back where it goes right then. And so sometimes it can look like a cyclone went off in the bathroom. And I've been taking time to just put the lid back on the toothpaste and put it away. Just do everything with excellence. Now see, that may sound foolish to you, but I believe if we're not excellent in little things, that we'll never get around to being excellent in bigger things. So we have to choose it. You know, we have these little Instagram posts as well as being on Facebook. And my team, I don't do this, but my team will put captions on these Instagram posts. And it always has something to do with what I'm teaching, but it's not necessarily the title of the teaching. And I get such a kick out of looking at how many people are watching which titles. Recently, I had one, Study the Word. We had 42,000 downloads. I had one that they called Relax and Do Nothing. And it had 300,000 downloads. Now, what does that tell you about where we're at? See, they saw the title, Study the Word. One-fourth of the people were only interested in that. But if we're going to sit and do nothing, everybody likes that. My son was at my house the other night. He's our baby, but he's 42, going to be 43. And he's got a playful side to him, and he had this country song on, and I think they were doing some kind of line dance or something. And he said, "Come on, Mom, dance with me. Come on, dance with me." Well, I don't know if he thought I couldn't do it or wouldn't do it or what, but I got up and started trying to dance with him. And, you know, it was put your right foot here and your left foot there and, you know, do this and that. And put your, and so he's filming the whole thing, and he puts it on Facebook. Okay, now, are you ready for this? We've had 1,300,000 views on that. It's actually funny, but it makes me mad that people are more interested in seeing me goof around than we'll study the Word. So maybe I've got the wrong career. Maybe I need to take up dancing. I don't know. But the reason why I share this with you is because it shows you where people are at. And it's concerning. It's actually frightening to me sometimes to see that 300,000 people would like to sit back and do nothing, and only 42,000 would like to study the Word. The Bible says in 2 Corinthians 5:20 that we are ambassadors for Christ. And an ambassador is a representative of another country or another kingdom or another person. And I love the Amplified translation of 2 Corinthians 5:20 because it says, we are Christ's personal representatives. Now just get this. We are his personal representatives, and he is making his appeal to the world through us. Now that is strong. So that means that I can't just go out and do what I feel like. I need to choose to do what I know I should do. The flesh is strong, and it'll pull you in the wrong direction. The Bible says in Galatians that the spirit wars against the flesh and the flesh wars against the spirit, that they are continually antagonistic toward one another. So the devil will always work through our flesh, which is your body and the part of your soul that's not been crucified and belongs to Christ. And our spirit is the deepest part of us where Christ lives. And if we follow the flesh, we're going to do the wrong thing most of the time. It may not even be a sinful thing, but it's going to be something that's, I mean, let's just say you've got a smile, Jesus loves you bumper sticker on your car, but you're breaking the speed limit. Well, you'd be better off to take the bumper sticker off your car. Amen. Call to be excellent, 2 Peter 1:3. It's part of the call on our life. It's not just a nifty little idea. For his divine power has bestowed upon us all things that are requisite and suited to life and godliness through the full personal knowledge of him who called us. Everybody say, he's called me. By and to his own glory and excellence. Our virtue. Now, virtue can be translated power, or it can be a godly character trait. But Jesus said he felt virtue go out of him, and it was power, the anointing that went out of him when he healed somebody. And so, excellence is connected to power. Excellent people get promoted. Mediocre people don't get promoted. I would rather have somebody that is excellent, does what they do with excellence and keeps their word and works real hard at what they do. Maybe they're not the brightest bulb in the bunch, but I'd rather have them than somebody that's extremely intelligent, but is hard to get along with and always got an opinion about everything and gossiping behind your back. Amen? It's not always the smartest people that get promoted. True promotion comes from God, and God can take somebody that doesn't know hardly anything at all and give them the ability to do things that just leave people with their mouth hanging open in awe. I tell you a secret, I am totally unqualified to do what I'm doing. Completely 100% unqualified. I have a high school education. I almost failed English. Almost failed English, and now I'm speaking in 125 languages in two-thirds of the world. I could always write pretty good, and my teachers wanted me to apply for a journalism scholarship, but because my dad was sexually abusing me, all I wanted to do was get away from home, get a job, and be able to take care of myself. So I didn't get to go to journalism school, but God's anointing came on me, and I've written 150 books. So, and I'm not telling you that to brag on me. I'm trying to tell you that it's not how smart you are or how many degrees you have. I think get as much education as you can get if it's good education. I'm certainly not against it, but I'm just, for the plain ordinary folks like me, I'm just telling you that it's your heart that God sees, and he sees things like, will you be excellent when nobody's looking? Will you do the right thing when nobody's looking? Will you sacrifice? Will you serve him even if you're not paid for it? You know, I remember years and years ago, I mean, people volunteered for everything. And then over the years, it's gotten to the point where people don't want to make a move if they don't get paid for it. And we need to get back to serving God because we love him. And not for any other reason. I need this message tonight. I hope you do too. An excellent person exceeds the requirements. They always go the extra mile. They go above and beyond. And they always do more than enough. They always do a superior job. John Maxwell said that one of his goals every time he goes to speak is to always do a little bit more than what is expected of him. I love that. We're called to walk in excellence. Now, we know the most excellent thing is love. 1 Corinthians 12:31 says, but earnest desire and zealously cultivate the greatest and the best gifts and graces, the higher gifts and the choice graces. And yet I will show you still a more excellent way, one that is better by far and the highest of them all, love. So everybody should have some books and teachings on love, because of all the things that we study, we need to study love. We need to look at 1 Corinthians 13, 1 through 8, and take those words apart and ask yourself, am I patient? Am I kind? Am I humble? Am I willing to give up my right to be right? Am I mad at anybody? How quick do I forgive somebody? Am I touchy? Am I easily offended? Do I always believe the best? We have to get serious about this. Jesus said, one new commandment I give unto you. One. One new commandment I give unto you, that you love one another just as I have loved you. By this shall all men know that you are my disciples. And pretty much in every message I preach now, I say a little something about the importance of forgiving people that have hurt you. And I think I'm just going to keep it up, because there are more and more angry people in the world today than I have ever seen. And you know, the Bible says in Matthew 24, which is a chapter about the signs of end times, that in the last days, because of the lawlessness and the wickedness in the land, the love of the great body of people, that's us, will grow cold. And boy, the devil loves that. Because I'll tell you what the highest form of spiritual warfare is: red hot on fire love. Walking in love. I mean, I've worked at this love thing, because I'll tell you, I was not a very loving person. And I've been studying it for a long time. And I'll tell you what, I do not have the energy to be angry. You say, well, the person that hurt me doesn't deserve forgiveness. Well, even if they don't, you deserve peace. Yeah. Amen. Please, 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 if you're mad at anybody, do what the Amplified Bible says. Drop it, leave it, let it go.
Well, Joyce makes such an important point when she says that we have to choose to be excellent. It will not just happen automatically as much as we want it to. And it's also so important to realize that we are ambassadors of Christ. That means everything that we do, we are a representative for Him. People are watching. And when they see us as excellent and full of integrity and joy, then it draws them to God, because they want what we have. And that is the goal, isn't it? It's such a big responsibility, yes, but it's also possible, because you're not doing it alone. You don't have to be perfect. Perfect and excellent are not the same thing. So today's offer will help you become excellent in all areas of your life. You need to understand how God will help you. Take that weight off your shoulders, but do what He asks you to do. So we have two things in this offer. One is called Your Pathway to Greatness. It's four audio teachings on digital from Joyce, and they're very, very helpful. And then we also have a little booklet called Growing Into Leadership. I love this. And they're such good things, whether you are a leader. And of course, most of us are, right? Whether it's in our home or in our church, we're leading others in one way or another. But it will guide us all into the excellence that we need to draw others to Jesus in our lives.
I believe that people's number one problem is how they feel about themselves. But if you're ever going to change, you have to believe that you've got what it takes.
God has planted seeds of greatness in all of us. Discover your full potential with Joyce's four-part audio teaching, Your Pathway to Greatness. In this series, learn how to make God's priorities your priorities, and how to avoid settling for less than God's best in every area of life. Simply download the Joyce Meyer Ministries app from your app store and listen to these teachings again and again. Along with the audio teachings, you'll also receive Joyce's booklet, Growing Into Leadership. Learn practical tips for passing life's tests and preparing for promotion. These resources are available for your gift to the ministry of $25 or more. Connect with us today. Visit online at joycemeyer.org. or call 1-800-727-9673.
So, you've never been to a Love Life Women's Conference? What? Well, this is the one. This is the 40th anniversary celebration, and it is going to be big. And we're back in St. Louis, where Joyce began it all. Register now at joycemeyer.org. If you are a medical care professional, we need your help. In fact, people all over the world need your help. And it's an opportunity that will change your life as well. You see, through our volunteer medical trips, we travel all over the world to places that are very remote and have desperate need of health care. So go to our website, check out the schedules, and join us right here. We hope to see you soon.
Well, I hope that you're all feeling really good and that you're very healthy. But I know there's probably a good number of people that are fighting some kind of sickness or illness, or you have pain in your body somewhere. And I know that we all want to feel good. I do. I don't like the days when I don't feel good. But you know what? Jesus is our healer. A lot of times he works through the medical field, through doctor, through medicine. Many times I've had God show me something that I'm doing that's actually making me feel bad, or something I'm eating that is making me feel bad, or sometimes he'll show me something I'm not doing that's making me feel bad, like not drinking enough water or not getting enough exercise. But sometimes we just need a miracle from God, and he's still in that business too. And you know, the Bible says that we can lay hands on the sick and they'll recover. But I'm not in a position where I can do that for you right now. But thank God it also says in James that we can pray the prayer of faith and the sick will be healed. So I'm going to pray the prayer of faith over everybody today that is sick. Matter of fact, I'm going to pray for everybody, because I'm going to pray that even if you feel good, you won't get sick. So let's all join our faith together and let God do his best work. Father, we come to you in Jesus' name, and I pray for all the people that are not feeling good today, that are sick, that have some kind of disease in their body. It could be something as serious as cancer or something as little as a minor headache. But I know that you want us to be healthy and well. And I pray for people that they will take good care of themselves and do their part. But I pray if they need a miracle that you will touch them right now with your healing power. And from this point on, they will get better and better and better every day. So I just simply say, be healed in the name of Jesus. And I pray for everyone that we will not only be healed, but stay healed and stay healthy and feel good and have zeal and energy, so we can serve God and do the best for him that we possibly can. In Jesus' name, amen. Now, we have a free gift for you today. It's called The Healing Word, and it's just full of scripture. And, you know, it's important to know the scripture. There's so many great scriptures about God healing us. And so I really want you to get this and read it. Read it often. Read it enough, you'll get these scriptures memorized, and they'll be in your heart, and they'll just come popping out whenever you need them. So we love you. I hope you enjoyed the teaching today, and I'm expecting to hear some good testimonies about healing. God bless you.
For more information, visit joycemeyer.org. This program has been made possible by the friends and partners of Joyce Meyer Ministries.